The U.S. calls out Iran. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's over what's happening in Ukraine, where Russia has been using Iranian-made drones to attack Ukrainian cities. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling reporters the U.S. has evidence Iranian troops have been directly engaged on the ground supporting those drone flights, with trainers and tech personnel in Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014. This as the White House slams Russia's plan to evacuate thousands of civilians from one of the regions more recently claimed by Russia.
It's no surprise to us that the Russians would employ such ham-fisted tactics to try to exert control over a population that is clearly rejecting Putin and his war.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says it's another example of Russia's cruelty. Earlier today, the UK slapping sanctions on several Iranian officials and a company in connection with the drones being used by Russia. Jean-Pierre speaking to reporters on the way to Pennsylvania, where the president went back to the site of a bridge collapse.
President Biden first visited the Fern Hollow Bridge in Pittsburgh the day it collapsed in January. Today, he returned to see work on the new span being built.
And by Christmas, God willing, we'll be walking. I'm coming back to walk over to sucker.
The president says the $1 trillion infrastructure law is accelerating the pace of road and bridge projects across the country.
This is just one of 2,400 bridges across the country. They're being repaired just this year because of this law.
President Biden was greeted by state leaders, including Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the Democrat facing Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania's Senate race.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A White House official is denying claims that the El Paso mayor was told to hold off on declaring an emergency over the migrant surge in Texas. The mayor has also denied that claim made by a city council member. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An advisory panel says COVID shots should be on the same list as other vaccinations that many states require for school, but that doesn't necessarily mean it'll end up being mandatory.
These are a group of medical experts. They've recommended to the CDC that the COVID-19 vaccine become a part of the regular immunization schedule for children and adults. This comes one day after another vote saying it should be a part of children's vaccination program. This would allow children who don't have insurance, can't afford the vaccine, to keep getting it when the government stops paying for it sometime next year. And medical officials have been quick to point out that any mandate that you can't go to school without the COVID shot, any such decision would be made by the states.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Federal scientists just out with some winter weather insights, forecasting warmer than average temperatures in the Southwest, Gulf Coast, and East Coast as the La Nina weather pattern returns for a third year, also keeping the risk of drought and wildfire elevated in western states. A police chief and his girlfriend now face drug charges after an apparent overdose death in the chief's home.
William Jones, Louisiana, Missouri's police chief faces counts including drug trafficking and evidence tampering. The man who died is the brother of the chief's girlfriend, Alexis Thone. She is charged with trafficking and possessing a controlled substance. One town resident, Mike Sherman, after hearing of the incident, said he isn't surprised.
We had suspected for some time that he was involved in illegal things.
Jones has been chief for nearly 2 years. The town's council met Wednesday, residents say, to discuss a city employee issue. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are lower. Gone are the earlier gains. The Dow's down 88 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.